Greetings, this is the AMSOIL Dealer Podcast with Michael Sparks, Regency Direct Jobber and AMSOIL Dealer since 2000. Thanks for tuning in to episode number 7, done in podcast format. Prior to this, we hosted a Monday night AMSOIL Dealer Training Call that we record and posted to our website, www.lube-direct.com. From there, just click on the link for the dealer training site, and there are over 200 calls that you can listen to help you have more success in your AMSOIL business. Today's show, we talk with Brian Lamme, AMSOIL Inc., Dealer Development and Training, about the upcoming AMSOIL Direct Jobber Convention.
Oh, here we go. That's awesome. Ta-da. All right. Well, everybody, let's welcome Brian Lamme with AMSOIL. Welcome, Brian.
Oh, thank you. Honored to be here.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. I have to apologize. I just got over a sneezing fit. We call it the Peter Markham around here right now. He started a bug and he's decided to spread it around. He's a giving.
Oh, geez. It's that time of year when it just all spreads around and everybody's all holed up in their homes and not getting out and getting fresh air, I guess, probably. It's when it's still at 21 below zero there, it's a little bit too fresh, huh?
It is. It's had the fun of frozen doors this morning on the truck and then the blower freezing up. And, you know, it's the joy you deal with when you live up here.
But the summers are nice. So.
Yes. Yep.
Well, this morning I wanted to do a quick call. I know we're coming down or we're thinking about and dealers that are serious with their AMSOIL business should be focused on what's going to happen in October, and it's called the AMSOIL Direct Jobber Convention. And I thought maybe today we could talk a little bit about it. I think you're kind of spearheading that thing up and what's going to happen and encouraging people to get to the if they're not a direct jobber, get the direct jobber, and if they are a direct jobber, to get themselves to the direct jobber convention. So maybe we can go over that a little bit. Every time I log into my AMSOIL dashboard today, it says 245 days remaining. Okay, we're recording this on January 31st, 2019. So let's talk about it a little bit.
Well, sure. So in October, we will be hosting, starting October 3rd, the Direct Jobber Convention in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. We went and scoped out properties. This was back in September of 2017. Scottsdale is a land that fills up quick, and so when we started inquiring, they were saying we're filling up now. So we started asking that question not too long after the 2016 DJ convention. So went out and scoped out, looked at 7 different properties, and looked at some activities while we were there to see what would be best. And landed with, I think, what's going to be a wonderful event at the McCormick Ranch, which is a wonderful facility. All the facilities, Scottsdale, you can't really go wrong in Scottsdale, but the thing about the McCormick Ranch is it was a facility that was built to host conventions, and up until recently, that's all they did. You couldn't just book a room at the McCormick Ranch. You had to be part of a convention. So their facility layout, the way they do everything, is built around that, and a very welcoming place. It's very nice, beautiful pool area, outdoor spaces, but especially the convention space, right down to the ergonomically designed chairs. You know, they know you spend a lot of time sitting there, so the chairs are all ergonomically designed. Breakout space, so during breaks, you know, we spend a lot of time trying to figure out what's going to be the best snacks to have during those break periods. They have this room you can go into, and it's got coffee and tea and fountain pop and chips and granola bars and pretty much anything you want. It's like a small cafeteria. They have a lot of details that they put into everything that they do there. So it's really going to be a phenomenal location and really great to work with. And they really worked hard to get us closer to a price we wanted for the lodging. And so it's just going to be awesome. And, of course, we're going to provide a lot of learning opportunities and fun. I mean, first and foremost, when we go into these DJ conventions, we know that it's a time to celebrate your accomplishments. You know, that's our our A number one goal is you guys have put a lot of work into things, and you have done a great job, and you deserve to be rewarded for that. So that's our primary philosophy. But then also, of course, learning and education and opportunities to get things before other people do. So we'll be spending time. We're going to be starting building out that information probably in the next 2 months, shortly after we get back from AU Live in Canada.
Awesome. Now, I guess if you're not at the DJ level, you don't see the DJ convention information in your dashboard. Is that correct?
You will see it, actually. It's okay, there for good. Everybody. So we want to make sure that everybody's aware of it, and it's something to work toward.
Yes.
We think it's a big enough carrot that it really can drive you. I mean, it's going to be a fantastic event.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sitting here as we speak. My internet came back up. Yay! I'm looking at the McCormick Ranch, Fort McDonald Adventures, and you can look outside, and it looks. I think Scottsdale. I think Phoenix and suburbs and lots of buildings and everything. That it looks like it's pretty. Like you're out in the middle of the desert, huh?
Well, especially for the Fort McDowell Adventures. The McCormick Ranch is, it's just, I would say, just on the fringe of Scottsdale, but it's not too isolated.
Okay.
But the Fort McDowell Adventures definitely is. It's an amazing facility. It's up in the mountains. It's actually about a 30-minute drive from the facility, so we'll be busing everybody up there. And it's this open-air facility that, and honestly, you can see down into the valley into Scottsdale, the lights. It's amazing. And they have open barbecue pit cooking areas. That's where they'll be cooking our dinner. We're going to have a mariachi band. There will be a beer burrows, which is a big thing down in that area, I guess. So it's actual burrows that instead of a saddle, they carry beer.
Grab
a beer out of there. They're going to have Old West games, so they'll do quick draws and lassos, and they have like a little area set up to almost look like an old Southwest town that you can go to do those. Tethered hot air balloon rides, so that you can get up and see. I mean, the views are just spectacular. And then the night will end with a fireworks show. And everybody will be bussed back. It's that facility is so beautiful and amazing, and like I said, the views are just spectacular. That night is gonna be just something that you will not forget.
Oh, nice. So that's gonna be part of the direct jobber, convention where we're gonna get in a bus and go to this Fort McDowell Ranch, I guess, or Fort McDowell Adventure Place, I guess. Looks really cool. So, and this call is being recorded, so it's going to go on to our AMSOIL dealer training website, available for any AMSOIL dealer. And I'm going to post links to these places just to whet your appetite. And I know many dealers that are listening to this might not be at the direct jobber convention or a direct jobber level, but it's not too late to earn that. Is that right, Brian?
That's right. I mean, if you get to DJ level before August 31st, you can go. It's really that simple. We want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity. So just if you start working toward it now and you're close, get there.
Yeah. And is there a time? You've probably seen, people have made direct jobber in a relatively short period of time, and that's above average, I'm sure. But have you seen people that are relatively new in the business could get themselves to direct jobber before, August 31st?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you've got 8 months, and there's people that have signed up and gotten to DJ level within that time frame. It's certainly doable.
Certainly doable. It's not easy, right? It's not luck or anything. It's going to take some serious work, but if you're serious about the business and you really worked hard at it, you could definitely start now. February 1st is tomorrow, and you've got, like you said, eight more months, and you have to do the qualification for direct jobbers 3 months of 3,000 commission credits in a row. So you're going to have to backtrack from August 31st. 3 months when your first month of qualification is going to have to be, right?
Correct. Yep. So that'd be June, July, August, or anything before that.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm a direct jobber, and I tell everybody that's really where the fun begins in the AMSOIL business. You know, it's a lot of work, and you know, you first start out is you're not getting a lot of commissions because your business is small, but as your business grows, so too does your commissions. And so what would, in your mind, and you probably talk, you know, you've seen the marketing plan and you probably talk to a lot of dealers across the country. What's so great about being a direct jobber in your mind that you see, you know, from a AMSOIL perspective?
Well, you know, we're spending a lot more time really mapping out the dealer journey. So from sign up to direct jobber and then the different levels above that. So, but one thing we know is once you hit that level, it's much easier in a way that you've attained the goal, you're making more money, and it's more real, I guess is the best word. And you can probably speak to it better than I can, Michael, but it's sort of like the vision realized. Because you've hit that plateau, and if you can stay there, you're obviously earning more money, which obviously makes life a lot nicer. But there's different incentives like this convention, which we only hope, you know, over time, the more DJs we have, the more people we have attending, the bigger and better we can make them. So, yep. you know, it really isn't. And then you're part of a real selective group of people. You know, you're going to this convention and you're attending and you're with people that are like-minded like you. You've worked the business. You know how to put the time in. And, you know, I always say you guys are far braver than any of us here at corporate. You know, we're here punching the clock 8 to 5. We haven't been brave enough to take that leap and try and do this on our own. So it's a camaraderie of people that are like-minded and really bold, brave, ambitious people.
Yeah, yeah. And what I think about the direct jobber convention, or any time you can get with other AMSOIL-sponsored events, you get access to other leaders in the company that you probably wouldn't really be able to call. So, you know, you see the leaders in the magazine, and they're open to talk to anybody for the most part. You know, so, you know, there's really no secrets in AMSOIL, you know, it just takes a lot of hard work and dedication to the business and, you know, being serious. But it's really, I found this back even when I started. You go to an AMSOIL event, whether it's AMSOIL University, you know, like you're going to do in Canada, or if it's up at the AMSOIL anniversary, like 50th conventions coming up in 4 more years. You get a chance to interact with dealers you wouldn't necessarily interact with on a regular basis. And it's a very good learning environment, I think, for, you know, and an inspiration. You know, hey, these people in the magazine are no different than myself, just regular old folks. And they worked hard on it, and they can do it. So, therefore, I can think I can do it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, so. If you are already an AMSOIL direct jobber, AMSOIL has came up with some incentives to help pay or help defray some of the cost to get there. And I thought we would talk a little bit about that. Brian and I have been talking for what, 3 or 4 months, and we're like, oh, we're coming out of these incentives, and just wait till we do that so we can talk about that. And so these incentives just came out, and maybe we can go over those real quick for anybody that's at the direct jobber level and that makes direct jobber as well. So I'm guessing it's retroactive if you're not, you know, it goes back to what, the first of the year or something like that. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, we really, you know, we've done incentive programs for our the DJ conventions in the past, and for the 45th anniversary conventions and things like that. So we really wanted to look at what was effective, what was really beneficial for you guys. I mean, obviously that's the most important thing, what really helps you guys out in the end and makes it easier to get there. And so we just did a bunch of formulations and different things. So we didn't move things too much. But the program runs from January 1st, 2019 to August 31st, 2019. So again, like you mentioned, if you qualify for DJ at any point during that time frame, it's retroactive to January 1st. So you get $5 for every new qualified dealer, PC, or account, so that's retail or commercial. $5 for every new qualified dealer who is sponsored by one of your new dealers, $50 for a new account direct, $100 for a new direct dealer, and $250 for a new direct jobber. And those have been sort of what we've run before, and we found that that really kind of does draw the line. It's really, it's enough to really push some people forward and give some extra cash toward these things. So, I mean, we would love to make these free, but obviously the financially that would be a lot. So this really kind of helps give you some money to get there. But when we looked at these, what we were really trying to look at is who really needs the support the most. Who's got the toughest time at getting to these events? Because we know by attending these events, you're going to do better. We see lifts in dealers' sales. Once they attend a convention or an AU or a DJ convention, any of those, we see a lift in what they're doing. So we want to make sure you get that opportunity. So this year we added the Kickstart Incentive Program. And what it is, for if you're a new direct jobber, 1 to 3 years, if you sign up 16 new qualified accounts during that same January 1st to August 31st time frame, you'll get a $500 rebate. It's really that simple. 16 accounts, $500. And what that does is it gives a shot in the arm to the guys that are just starting out that really need that extra kick. We wanted to make sure we had a way to do that, and this was a way to do that. And we chose 16 because it falls in line with the new qualification levels. So it's 16, $500. Plus, you're going to get the other incentives as well, the $5 for the new qualified or the $50 for account direct. So we hope that can really offset a lot of the expense for your travel, airfare, and room, board, and lodging at the event.
Well, that's exciting. So definitely newer dealers, just because of the way the business is, it can be difficult to afford to come to something like this, and just doing a little bit of extra hard work and, you know, registering 16 accounts. These would be, I guess, registered would be a dealer, PC, commercial, retail on the shelf, one of those four, to qualify for the 16, then you're going to get a $500 bonus. That's amazing, and it's going to be great, I think, for a lot of the newer DJs that are working at the business.
We hope so. That was really the goal, and, you know, like I said, as we looked at all the way we do things, we stripped it down completely, tried to rebuild new programs, tried to look at new things that put some gave some benefit to the newer dealer to give them the opportunity to get that extra cash, and after working a bunch of numbers, this is kind of where we landed, and we're really excited about it. And that's, you know, we had hoped to announce this a little sooner, but we really wanted to make sure we were putting the best program forward, and that's where we landed with this. It's pretty easily attainable, and that $500 should be a really big aid, you know, to getting people there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where can a dealer, direct jobber, find that information at, as far as the incentives?
The incentives are in the in your dealer zone in center lines. I think they're also there was a message sent out around the same time, and I want to say it was 2 weeks ago or so. And we'll keep posting reminders. We'll be emailing. We'll be posting things. We'll probably also be listing, adding those to the registration page.
Okay.
Which you can get the link of out of your DJ or out of your dealer zone, or at 2019dj.eventbrite.com.
Okay. Excellent. I'll try to find. I read it somewhere. I thought it was in my messages. I'm not seeing it there. And on either one of my accounts, I'm like, did I delete it?
Oh.
Why did I do that? No. So, so I'll try to find it and post that onto the show, to the program notes there, for anybody that, just for convenience, that you know, I don't guess it's a secret that you know what you can earn, you know, in order to get yourself some bonuses to get to the direct jobber convention. So.
Yeah, like we said, the more the merrier, and this helps get people there, and that's really our goal.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a win-win. You know, the dealers work hard, they're selling more product, making more money, winning bonuses, and AMSOIL wins because they're selling more products and having more happy customers. So that's a great thing for all of us, I believe. And I've and I like the fact that you know, breaking off of a direct dealer or account direct or direct jobbers, you know, that's encouraging someone that's in the business at the direct jobber level to you know, encourage their downline to work at the business and be a leader. It's encouraging leadership qualities. And, you know, that's how really this business is a foundational part of it is having, you know, successful dealers on your team that are working at the business. And, you know, we all want them to become direct jobbers, of course. So,
yeah, I think, you know, like Al used to say, you sell for today and sponsor for tomorrow. And, you know, that's really the core philosophy of what we do.
Yeah, yeah. Any secrets that you can share that you're working on at the dealer? So you're part of the dealer. What your title at AMSOIL? What is that?
Well, my title is dealer sales trainer, but you know, we've gone through some restructuring over the last year or 2 years. So my main focus right now is the events and the event planning. Any corporate events like DJ Convention and AU Lives, and then I'm also focusing more now on recruiting, and so that's corporate recruiting and recruiting tips and tools and things we can provide to the dealer network as well.
Okay. Yeah. So like dealer development and recruiting and all that. I think that's what it was called before, dealer development. And I guess they rechanged some titles around. So, but that's, yeah, that's awesome. Anything that we're working on, you know, that you're allowed to share with us on that?
You know, there's a lot of things. There's some really, really good things coming up. And I can't share any of it yet, we're spending a lot of time looking at our processes, what we do, how easy we make it for our dealers, and also how difficult we make it for our dealers, and trying to improve that process. So we're doing a lot of journey mapping. We're taking a look at the experience from the first time you hear about AMSOIL till you've been with us for 30 years. We're taking looks at every step of that process, every bit of the way, what are we doing? What are we doing wrong? What can we do better? And reworking a lot of what we do to make it a better experience overall. And there's a lot of exciting things coming from that.
Awesome. That's good to know. I know they're doing some changes up there in Canada. That's where you're having that Canadian meeting and so forth. And I'm excited to learn more about that. Canada's... it seems like it's a far away place, but it's really not that far, especially for you guys in Duluth, Superior, huh?
Yep. So the AU Live there is really, you know, to show our commitment and, you know, and that comes from Alan. Alan, as much as anybody else, is committed to our Canadian business. So this is our way to say, hey, here's what we're doing. We're coming right to you and we're going to throw this event and, so that's going to be exciting too. Looking forward to a lot of things will be announced there. So you'll hear things not too long. Our goal, we have a lot of May 1st goals.
Working hard towards that date in May. So, let's just a couple more minutes here, but is there anything else you want to cover for AMSOIL dealers you feel like you want to share?
You know, I just think overall, just continuing to promote, one thing you'll see shortly, you know, we're trying to improve the way we communicate with you guys as well, because we know it's a challenge. We know our emails go out, we're not getting big open rates. So really promoting, we're going to start promoting more that Facebook group, because we know so many of our dealers are on social media and that's where they're at. So you'll see more activity from that coming up in the near future and more players instead of just me and Steve. But we really hope to make that a tool where we can share more information. So if you aren't a part of that, make sure to become a part of it. That's going to be a huge tool for us for sharing information and getting information out there. And we're looking at other avenues as well, like LinkedIn and things like that. But that Facebook group will be much more prominent in the next 3 to 4 months for sure.
Awesome. Is there any way to find access to that Facebook group in maybe the dealer zone, or how would a dealer find that?
You know what? That's actually a very good question, and I think maybe what we should do is I'll work on getting a widget created in the dealer zone that will link you to it. But if not, if you have people in your downline, you can certainly refer them to the group. I go through and I do all the approvals. So you can add people, and then I just have to review and approve them, but getting people out there. But it's a tool we haven't used very strongly. It was kind of launched as a test, and it's been proven successful, so we're going to put some more effort behind that.
Yeah. Well, we've got a group of our team, and I encourage anybody that really wants to get collaboration and help, and it's just another avenue of support and motivation. And you know, my team has got a diverse set of skills. There's people that own businesses. There's people that are warehousing products. There's people that are internet masters. They're YouTube people. It's just, there's all kinds of people on there. And if they can help another dealer, that's awesome. So I'd strongly suggest, you know, finding access to that. And if you're not in the AMSOIL official dealer Facebook group, you have to be a dealer to be in it. You just can't be anybody. That's why I didn't want to post it on our page or anything. You know, if you're in the dealer zone, and if they can put that there, that would be just super awesome that anybody can find it that way. Probably makes less headaches for you guys. You don't want to have people added that are not dealers, for sure. So.
That is, yeah. That definitely, everyone gets looked up and we have to do some digging. So sometimes you turn into like Magnum PI doing the research.
Yeah, some of these folks don't make it very clear that they're AMSOIL dealers on their social media, and it should be easy, but it's to each his own, they say. So.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm glad to see that that AMSOIL, and I think it's a fantastic document. If you're not looking at the Quick Start Guide, which comes with every new dealer box, you know, the new dealer welcome box that they send out with the product, and it has a Quick Start Guide in it. And then there's the AMSOIL Game Plan, and I was really excited when I saw that come out. You know, I've been working with, I was trying to come up with my own before it came up. So I was like, oh, well, that saves me a lot of work. Oh, that's fantastic. And I've encouraged my dealers, you know, print it out, write it by hand so that you're writing your goals and what you want to achieve and what you want to do in the business. I'm proud of you guys for making that thing for us.
Well, good. And we've heard the feedback, and we know how well received it's been. So I guess one thing I will say is look for better and more access to that in the near future.
Awesome. I was so excited. I created a page on my website just for it so that I could get access to, you know, a new dealer and encourage them and tell them what I have done with our own. We've printed it out and we've got a copy of it here, my wife and I, and, you know, we work our business together and, you know, formulating our story and, you know, writing down the goals and all those things. And, you know, even at our level in the business, we still have goals that we're trying to accomplish. We're not sitting back and doing nothing. So we work just as hard now, if not harder, than we did when we started.
So. Well, because goals never really end, right? They just change.
They do. Yeah. They do. Yeah, don't cement your goals so you know, they're not in concrete. They should be fluid. And if you find you know, hey, I want to make direct jobber before October, that doesn't mean you can't make it before you know, I can make it in 3 months from now. So just work hard and you know, if you make it sooner, great. If what you're doing doesn't seem to be working, and you know, those goals can be adjusted, and I always, technology changes and you know, we would have never thought about, you know, selling stuff on Facebook, you know, 10 years ago. I don't even think Facebook's just now about 10 years old. So, yeah, the times change. So be prepared to change your goals with the times. So.
Perfectly said.
All right. Awesome, Brian. I appreciate you getting on today, and I hope this encourages people to strive for direct jobber. If they're not direct jobber, if they already are direct jobber, to get themselves registered for the Direct Jobber Convention. That's October 3rd, 2019, at the Scottsdale Resort and the McCormick Ranch. And it's going to be a fun time. And I'm guessing we don't have to worry too much about any hurricanes coming our way over there.
this one should be hurricane proof.
Yeah, awesome.
But we really do. I mean, we really want people there. And, you know, you may think that it doesn't make a difference, but really everybody that attends we want the opportunity to see you. We want the opportunity to give you something that we hope will help grow your business and make you more successful. Everyone matters. So
yeah. Yeah. It's fun. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to it. We'll be there. All the DJs on our team are planning on coming, so it's going to be a fun time, and looking forward to it. And thanks for your time, Brian. Try to stay warm up there.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks again for listening to Episode 7. If you are exploring the AMSOIL business opportunity and would like to discuss which programs best suit you, please give us a call or reach out over email or social media. We have been AMSOIL dealers since 2000 and built a solid AMSOIL business using all the programs. Of course, we have our favorites as well, but we do work all aspects of the AMSOIL business opportunity. If you enjoy these podcasts, please like and share them. We would also love to hear from you. Please add your comments below. We will respond ASAP. Get out there and make some AMSOIL happen.